Thanks for joining us for the Tuesday night edition of our Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Smith Center, and Osborne. Remember to listen for the latest wrestling results with our three daily sportscasts on KD Country 94. Let's begin with the Beloit Trojans and head coach Andy Nemchek. The Beloit Trojan Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Tuesday at this time by Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit.
Welcome to our Locker Room Chats here on KD Country 94, our Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats. We're joined by Andy Nemchek, coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, you've had a couple events since we last talked, as you had the duel at Riley County there on Thursday, and then you competed at Phillipsburg Panther Classic on Saturday. Just going back to that Riley County duel first, I know you picked up a big win there. What were your thoughts on the way the kids wrestled in your last duel of the season?
Well, it was a good duel win for us, and our last duel of the season. And Riley has a fairly young crew, and we found we were able to wrestle 10 matches, 10 contested matches, and we won 8 of the 10. So that was good for us. We have some young kids that got some nice wins, and it was a good dual win for us.
Again, then on Saturday, you went to Phillipsburg. You had a first-place finish for Brennan Walker at 195. He wrestled a great tournament for you, winning over the number one and two-ranked wrestlers in the state in the process of winning that one. And then you had third-place finishes for Caden Anderson and Tate Cadel as well. Just how do you feel about the Phillipsburg tournament, a very tough one for you?
Yeah, absolutely tough. And we found the going tough. As you said, we just had three place winners, and the competition there was really tough, and some of our kids couldn't crack into the medal round and had trouble winning. But as you said, Brendan Walker put together a great tournament and beat the Russell kid. That was good to see. We had some. It was also a JV tournament. Phillipsburg has two gyms, so we took our whole team there, and we had 7-8 kids wrestle on the JV side, and we had some kids do very well there. Brody Boudreau ended up first at his weight class, 195. Wyatt McMillan, Evan Blue, Raiden Gilley, Xander Elam were all second at their weight classes. Ashton Fletcher was third, and Ryan Schmidt was fourth. So it was good to see those kids get some wins in and get some success at the JV level.
And we're talking with Andy Nemchek, coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. We'll come back. We'll go over what's coming up this week for the Trojan wrestlers here in the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting Fertilizer BioCatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC from Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center. Always read and follow label directions.
Welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. We're still with Andy Nemchek, coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, you do have a couple events this week. You'll go to Southeast of Saline for the NCAA League Meet coming up on Thursday, and then JV at Chapman Saturday. Just as you look at this league meet, what are some of the things that you hope to get done there and accomplished, and how do you feel your team stacks up with the rest of the league here coming up on Thursday?
Well, we hope to wrestle well. There's only five teams in our league that wrestle, so it turns out to be a round-robin tournament, and some weight classes will have four kids in it, some weight classes three, and other weight classes even two. But, we hope to wrestle well. All of our league schools are in our region, so this is important. It's important not only to go and try to win league matches, but it's important to beat these kids and try to get seated ahead of them at the region tournament coming up at Hillsboro next week. So, we're looking forward to it, and we hope our kids get some matches and wrestle well.
Then Chapman for the JV Saturday, what do you expect in that one? How many teams do you to go up against there, and how big is that for the kids to have one last chance in JV?
It's a great JV tournament, and they invite a bunch of teams to it, and it's kind of like the last hoorah for JV kids because the next week, of course, is the region tournament. So, these JV kids, they work hard in the practice room all year, and we're looking forward to probably taking six or seven JV kids to this tournament and hoping that they get some success and wrestle well.
Andy Nemchak, coach of the Bullitt Trojan Wrestling Team here in the locker room chats. Coach, thanks again for being with us this week, and best of luck in your competitions here later this week.
Okay, thank you, Dusty.
Our Beloit Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrien Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
Our Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats continue with Osborne Bulldog head coach Jason Knoll. Remember, for the latest high school sports news, visit ncksports.com. The Osborne Bulldog Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you each and every Tuesday by Midway Co-op.
Welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, our high school wrestling locker room chats with Jason Knoll, coach of the Osborne Bulldog Wrestling Team. Coach, Chris Heiss still competing for you here, and you went to the Phillipsburg Panther Classic there on Saturday, and you knew you were going to run up against some tough competition. Chris did have a first-round bye, but had to take on two really good wrestlers from Norton and Abilene, and you ended up falling in both of those matches. I should say a major decision in the first one to Garrett Urban, and then Tristan Randles of Abilene, a 6-3 decision and a tough one there, consolation round. Just overall, how do you feel about Chris's performance? I know you probably would have wanted some wins there, but how do you feel he wrestled there on Saturday?
Well, he didn't wrestle too bad against the Norton kid. He's doing some good things, you know, here and there, but he just locked up in the, when he was on bottom and wouldn't move, and that's kind of his own fault. I mean, we've been working all week about hand fighting and getting off bottom, so he just, I don't know, when he gets against somebody as good as him, he just locks up and don't move very well. The Abilene kid, we should have, he just, I don't know what was wrong with him in the, against that Abilene kid. He hasn't wrestled that bad in all year, so we're going to have to get that fix something this week during practice and then work hard next week to get ready for regionals, but he's going to have to wake up a little bit these next couple weeks.
We're talking with Jason Knoll, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs. We'll take a timeout. We'll go over what kind of the process is here for the rest of the season until regionals come up here in our second segment after the break here on Katy Country 94.
At Midway Co-op, we're proud to be North Central Kansas' exclusive Kugler fertilizer dealer. It's unique. It's specialty fertilizer that's low in salt that can be applied directly to the seed. It offers unparalleled results at harvest, often imitated but never duplicated. Count on the premium Kugler fertilizer. It's the right stuff for your field. And we're glad to custom apply it if needed. Midway Co-op and Kugler fertilizer, the right choice for your field. It's ordering time. Let's talk. We're Midway Co-op. Come see us.
And back in the locker room chat, still with Jason Knoll, the coach of the Osborne Bulldog Wrestling Team. Coach, again, nothing coming up this week for you as you'll get set for regionals coming up next week. What do you work on here? What do you take away, I guess, from that weekend and then take into the practice room here this week with Chris?
Well, this week I think we're going to work on a lot of live stuff. We're going to make him want to work on bottom, and we're going to watch some film today during practice and find some mistakes and fine-tune some stuff that we need to work on bottom, and then we'll get them next week. We'll get them into, you know, fine-tuning everything else. But we gotta fix what's wrong with him on bottom, and we gotta get him to move in these really tough matches because he's gonna need it if he wants to make it to state. So. It's going to be a tough week of practice. So.
Is it tough to have it being in practice? Or I'm sure you'd rather have him get out there in some matches to work on that, but what's the setback there of not having any competition this week?
Well, I kind of like it this way, you know, because if we had any injuries or anything this weekend, this last weekend, we can kind of heal this week, you know, and kind of get a little bit better and then focus on a lot of drilling and fine-tuning things. But yeah, it's going to be, most teams usually take off this week just to rest the boys and kind of work on stuff, but I enjoy this week, you know, so we can get a little bit better on things we need to work on. And I know it's going to be tough on him just seeing Aaron and I all week, but you know, we gotta fix some things before regionals. So that's what we're gonna mainly focus on this week and a little bit next week, and hopefully we can get them to the next level next weekend. So.
Jason Knoll, head coach of the Osmond wrestling team here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for being with us, and we'll chat with you again next week, all right?
Sounds good. Thanks, Dusty.
Our Osmond wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Midway Co-op.
At Midway Co-op, we're a lot more than service to farmers and stockmen. We're also customer care and convenience for town customers. We're jobs and income for smaller communities. We greatly contribute to the tax base of all our co-op towns. We're 24/7 with self-service gas. We're hot food and convenience when you're hungry. We're still the one that delivers fuel and propane to the outlying areas. The fact is, Midway Co-op is farmer-owned, member-friendly, the one that does it all. Midway Co-op, come see us.
The best way's Midway Co-op.
We continue our wrestling locker room chats with the Smith Center Redmond and their head coach, Landon Kieswetter. The Smith Center Redmond wrestling locker room chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement in Smith Center and by Nutrient Ag Solutions of Smith Center.
And welcome back on the locker room chats here on KD Country 94. We're joined now by Landon Kieswetter, coach of the Smith Center wrestling team. Coach, just the one event since we talked last, you had a duel with Rossville on Friday and had them come into town. And obviously they were on the way to the Phillipsburg tournament on Saturday, so they stopped in Smith Center for the duel Friday night. What were your thoughts of the way the kids wrestled in that one, and how'd it come out for you?
Oh, I didn't think we wrestled too bad. There's a few matches we kind of got tired in the end, which we kind of don't like to see this late in the season, but team-wise, I thought we kind of came together, and we end up, you know, coming through and winning the duel by 15 or 20 points, which is always good. But when their numbers are down, our numbers are down, so there's kind of some opens in there, so it's not a true duel. But other than that, it wasn't too bad.
At this point of the season, what do you feel you get out of that for your kids of taking on wrestlers that are from the different area or whatever and seeing some different faces?
Yeah, it's always good to wrestle someone new, not the same opponent over and over. Rossville had some good wrestlers, so it kind of, you know, they had a few ranked wrestlers we seen, so it was kind of good to see where we stacked up against other teams in the state that's not in our MCL pretty much. So It was good to see a different team.
And we're talking with Landon Kieswetter, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond wrestling team. One event coming up this week for the Redmond. We'll chat about it after the break here on our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com.
Landmark Implement, your local John Deere dealership, is hosting their annual planter clinic at the Adams County Fairgrounds in Hastings, Nebraska, February 23rd and 24th. Landmark's planter clinic offers expansive equipment training and important information on new and updated technology for this planting season. Learn more about AMS documentation and guidance, row unit and meter settings, and soil moisture monitoring options. Join us February 23rd and 24th in Hastings. RSVP by calling your local Landmark.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting fertilizer biocatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC from Nutrient Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center. Always read and follow label directions.
Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats here on KD Country 94. We're still with Landon Kieswetter, the coach of the Smith Center Redmond wrestling team. Coach, you have a duel with Plainville coming up on Friday. You're at home with that one as well. And the Cardinals, obviously a solid team. Rankings I haven't seen yet for this week, but last week they were number 3 in the state in 3-2-1A. So you know you're bringing in some pretty good wrestlers. It's a team you've seen plenty of times already, I'm guessing, this season. With Plainville in a duel format, what do you expect to see from them coming up on Friday night?
Oh, I think it'll be I know their numbers are down. I mean, I feel like we should win the duel, but that's not saying we'll win very many matches. But I know where we match up with them, they're good kids. We should have some really good matches there. But I think it'll be a fun duel. I know we're having the junior high team duel. They're junior high. We kind of do that every year. So it's kind of neat to have the junior high have a duel setting with us And going forward. And that's also our senior night, so it's good for the seniors to have a big crowd there too.
Again, just that one event then this week before you get ready for regionals next week. What are the things you're focusing on in the room here in this last week as you don't have a lot of matches that you're going to get in before you get to regionals?
Yeah, just sharpen our tools there. Just working hard, still kind of easing off. I don't mean we're not going to work as hard, but Just trying to get that. You can still drill really hard, get in shape that way instead of trying to punish them, wrestle them live and going full blown, but just getting in shape, getting mentally ready for the big weekend next weekend.
Lennon Keyes-Wetter, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond wrestling team here in our locker room chats. Coach, thanks again for being with us this week, and good luck against Plainville on Friday night.
Thank you.
Our Smith Center Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and Nutrient Ag Solutions in Smith Center.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrient Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
Landmark Implement, your local John Deere dealership, is hosting their annual sprayer clinic at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds in Kearney, Nebraska, February 2nd and 3rd. Landmark Sprayer Clinic offers expansive equipment and technology training on different models of John Deere and Hagee sprayers. Learn about the newest technology, machine maintenance, spray tip selection, and more. We'll be offering free Dicamba certification. Join us February 2nd and 3rd in Kearney. RSVP by calling your local Landmark location or at landmarkimp.com/events. Thanks for tuning in to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Tuesday evening at 5:10 to hear more from the wrestling coaches at Beloit, Smith Center, and Osborne.